back to review the game, how did you grade yourself out in terms of the operation, like the pre-snap stuff that you've talked about, the checks, the mic IDs, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I'd grade myself average to below average. I'm pretty hard on myself. Always think it could be better, and it will be. So just come back, look at the mistakes, go over it with coach. I still got to sit down with him because we just came in yesterday and is already working on Baltimore. So I want to go back through with them and just get on the same page of what I need to improve going forward. And but I went through what I thought I did, and it was pretty good in the huddle and at the line of scrimmage. Can always get better, and just need to find more completions and continue to be more efficient.
When you review the touchdown pass, what's the thin line there between that being the right decision and the wrong decision when you're in that situation?
If he catches it, it's the right decision. If it gets picked off, it's the wrong decision. Simple as that. I mean, I did, little luck went into it, but it kind of came back to bite me in the interception coming down. So, I mean, just out there trying to make plays, and that time it went in our favor, and the next time it didn't. So I just got to be more careful, just got to be better with the football and know when to take the shots and know when I need to check it down or get out of bounds or play for another down, because we had points, and that would have really hurt us if we didn't score that drive, but came away that time.
Before you and Tanner developed in the preseason, how has that grown and developed more over the last 5 weeks of practice?
Yeah, it's good. Tanner's a great player. He knows how to go up and get the ball. He's a good vertical threat, and he's shown what he can do. And I think they just have given him a great opportunity this week, bringing him up. So, yeah, we've developed good chemistry ever since rookie minicamp, just throwing with each other and getting on the same page. And we just need to continue to get better chemistry with the whole group. Just moving forward and getting on the same page. So it'll just, more reps we can get, the better off we'll be as a group.
Mitch, when y'all calls in that you put conversion play, is there a smile on your face as you're calling it? And also, what's the good pitch depth to be at when you're running option as a running back?
Yeah, just, yeah, there's a little smile going into the huddle. We're like, this is our play. Like, we're going to score and tie the game right here. So I just hand it off. And it really came down to the execution by the other guys. Just good handoffs, and then Zach Miller making a great play. That's not an easy read and a tough pitch, and he did execute it perfectly. So, I mean, we practice it, go over and over again, and it came to life in the game. So that was really cool to see. But those are kind of plays you do get excited for.
Did you know he was a college
quarterback? I did. He tells me all the time. He says I can spin that. He said I can make that throw.
In terms of the interception and your touchdown, is it hard for you to turn off that aggressive mindset and knowing when to move on?
I think you just I think that's part of, like, learning what throws I can make and can't make in the NFL. I think you get away with more of those in college, scrambling, throwing deep, and extending and making plays. And here, sometimes it's going to happen, sometimes not in the NFL. So I think it's just part of the learning process. But I think just extending plays is part of my game, and I think we're going to need that, and I think it helps. So I just got to learn when I'm extending plays that it's a for sure completion, or when I just need to eat it and play the next play. So it's just part of the learning process.
You never want to not be aggressive.
Right. You can't be scared. You just got to think every time the ball in your hand that it's going to be a completion. My guy's going to come down with it. So when you're extending plays, you're not thinking negatively. You're being aggressive and you're playing the game.
The preseason, you said, you know, everything was kind of steady growth. That's how you were measuring your progress. But what are some things you want to see from yourself this week to know that you're still making that steady growth from start one to start two?
Yeah, just continue to be clean with the operation in and out of the huddle. Be 100% on my checks at the line of scrimmage, always getting us in the right play. Have a better completion percentage and be more efficient on third down. Continue to be a leader and just win. So just if I could continue to do those things, and winning is the most important thing, so that's what we're trying to do here. And we'll continue to see growth, and it's all about working every day and coming out here and practice and just raising the level of play of my teammates and just going at and grinding every day.
How much was the level of difficulty increasing going on the road? I know you've obviously college played in big road stadiums, but how much different is that for you?
Yeah, it'll be a good challenge for us this weekend going on the road. So it was nice to play at home. In Soldier Field, but going down to Baltimore will be a good challenge for us. So Just got to get ready for a hostile crowd and everything that comes with that. And so we just need to be even more crisp in our operation and in our communication in the huddle at the line of scrimmage and those types of things. So we can be on the same page and we can execute clean.
Mitch, was Daniil Hunter's speed on that one rush you had, was that kind of an eye-opener to any extent of just how fast NFL linemen are?
Yeah, he's fast. He's a big guy coming after you. But I've had fast guys chase me in college as well, so you could really just feel the speed of the game, and I think I'm getting used to it. But I don't think it was out of the ordinary. I think I knew what type of player he was and how athletic and he was on the edges. I mean, all their D linemen are very quick like that, so it wasn't that eye-opening, but it was what I expected.
As you get deeper into looking at the Ravens defense, what specifically about Suggs jumps out to you?
I mean, he's been doing it for a long time. He knows exactly what's going on. He's got a nose for a ball, and he's a great player. So we just got to have a plan for him and the rest of the defense. We're going against another solid defense this week, so it's going to be up to us just to have a great week of practice. We just got to be more clean in our operation and go out and execute our plays. So we kind of know what to expect out of them, and they got a lot of great players like Suggs, but it's going to be on us to come and execute, so we just got to focus on ourselves.
What about their secondary? What do you have to be wary of in terms of playing clean?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you got to experience secondary. They like to play physical, rough up the receivers, so we just got to find ways to get our guys open and tire them out. So we're going to try to keep their offense on the field. Extend long drives, and it's all about finishing with points. So we got to get points earlier in the game, and we can't hurt ourselves with penalties or dumb mistakes. So, yeah, we're just going to be more disciplined and finish with points.
When Dahl was talking, you know, he was saying a lot of things like behind-the-scenes stuff you do, like to help Josh sitting off of his pads in the locker room. How important is it for a quarterback to be that guy? You talk a lot about leadership, but to be that guy in the locker room, doing those things that maybe other people don't see.
I mean, I think it's important. I mean, it's not really about being a quarterback or really an athlete in general. I think it's just who you are as a person, just wanting to help people. And, I mean, the type of leader I am is just, I mean, how can I serve my teammates, you know? So just being there for them, and, I mean, that's just how I was raised. So that's all I know. So it's nothing out of the ordinary for me. That's just how I go about my day-to-day and be there for my teammates. And hopefully they know that, and they'll reciprocate it on the field.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys.